Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks for jumping on the podcast today. I'm excited to talk to you about deeper faith. I read a devotional this week and a passage of scripture that really encouraged me. It came from Mark chapter 10. Here's what Jesus said. He said, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately he regained his sight and he began following him on the road. Today, as we think about faith, I want you to think in terms of a next step. What I mean by that is we all have a next step to take. Now, I don't know what it is, but I know that you have one. For some of you, maybe your next step is to accept Jesus into your life. Or maybe for some of you, your next step is to be baptized. Maybe for some, it's to jump into the church or jump into a small group or jump into giving or even finding a ministry to serve in, a mission trip to go on, or maybe it's just to reach out and invite somebody to come with you to church. Now, I don't know. I don't know what that step is for you, but I do know this. You definitely have one. And the reason why I know that you have one is because I know that God is not finished with you. God's not finished with me. God will never be finished in taking us to a deeper faith. There is always a next step. Now, that comes with a caution. Here's the caution. If you don't take the next step, you're going to get stuck. You really are. You're going to get stuck. If you don't move forward and take that next step in faith, you will spiritually die. Maybe not physically, but your heart will grow cold, and you're going to feel more distant from God. And he isn't going to help you with steps 2, 3, 4, or 5 until you take step number 1. So if you're asking God to help you with something, he's asking you, well, why haven't you done what I've already told you to do? You may be aiming to do something. Stop aiming and pull the trigger and just do it. See, before this guy met Jesus, he was sitting beside the road. He was a blind man. He was begging just for handouts. But after he received his sight from the Lord, he began, here's what it says in Mark 10, verse 52, he began following Jesus on the road. Now, which of these two phrases describes you today? As you think about that, are you described as sitting beside the road, or are you described as following Jesus on the road? Which of those do you think is more fulfilling? Do you think it's more fulfilling just to sit and watch, or to get up and join him? Which one do you think has more joy? Which one has more meaning? Which one actually has more satisfaction attached to it? Which one do you want to represent your life? I think there is one big way to follow Jesus on the road, and it is to take that next step. Faith is more than believing. It's more than thinking. It's more than talking. It's more than having convictions about Jesus. Faith is an action. It's a movement. It's an activity. It is something that you do. In fact, the Bible says it this way in James chapter 2, verse 14. If people say they have faith, but they do nothing, their faith is worth nothing. So where do you get that faith to begin the fresh start? There's one source for it. It's in Jesus. Everything that we have, everything that we need is found in him. This guy in Mark 10, he had no idea that Jesus was going to pass his way that day. To him, it was just another day. But God gave him this unexpected opportunity that offered him a fresh start. And I think today, maybe as you listen to this, maybe as you replay this, God's giving you that same opportunity. My encouragement is don't miss it. Take that next step of faith before that opportunity passes you by. And hey, let me stop here today by saying this. If you've never accepted Jesus, that is step number 1. If there's never been a moment that you've turned from your sin and turned to him and asked him to step out of heaven and into your heart, that is the very first step. And you can do that even today. As you're driving, wherever you're at the gym, you can do it in your head, in your heart. You can start with a prayer that is just an honest confession that says something like this: "Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and that my sin separates me from you. But I believe you died on the cross for my sins. And I believe you're alive today. And as best as I know how, I ask you to forgive me of my sins and save me. Help me to live for you." It's not the words that saves anybody. It's the heart behind it. And if you prayed that prayer today, I would love for you to let me know by emailing me at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. I've got some ways I want to encourage you in your next steps, some free material to help you in those next steps in following Jesus. If you're already a believer, would you ask the question today, God, how do I get from the side of the road onto the road walking with you towards a deeper faith? Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.